Here's a thought about the problem with telephoto lenses. I love telephoto lenses. I love the fact that they can allow me to crop so much more effectively, that I can eliminate so much more by using a long lens. There is a problem, however, with telephoto lenses that a lot of people don't seem to talk about. There are some cases where people refer to heat haze or atmospheric degradation, and that is, in a nutshell, the problem with telephoto lenses. Most people use a telephoto lens to draw something in that is far away. It's the alternative to the foot zoom. And if you use a telephoto lens to draw in a subject or a composition that is far away, that means the lens is having to look through a lot more air. And air, of course, is not nothing. It can have dust in it, it can have moisture in it, it can have fog, it can have heat haze, you know, that shimmering that happens when the air at the surface is superheated by the sun. All of these will tend to change your photograph. They will make it look different, which most of the time is probably not a good thing, but sometimes it can be. I mean, sometimes we want to emphasize the distortion with the heat haze because it says something about the temperature at the time we're making the photograph, or the fog and the mist that's in the air, etc. But if you just use the telephoto lens to pull in things that are far away to make them seem closer, then these degradations are something that you have to keep in mind. Which is part of the reason why that is not the primary use for a telephoto lens for me. I don't use a telephoto lens to photograph something that's a quarter mile away and bring it closer. More frequently, I use a telephoto lens to photograph something that's 15 feet away and bring it closer. And you might say, well, why not use your foot zoom if it's only 15 feet away or 25 feet away or something? Well, it's because the telephoto lens gives you a different perspective. It tends to flatten a photograph, and a lot of times I find that a beneficial thing. So be careful how you use telephoto lenses. If you use them for that really distant photograph, boy, there are ways that you can get in trouble and ways that nature will sneak in to ruin your photograph. But it's not the only way to use a telephoto lens.